Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. We are back with another little one. Now, little ones are much shorter episodes that just feature me talking to you guys about a resource that I found or a new way of looking at something that I think is helpful but doesn't necessarily warrant an entire episode all to itself. And so for this week, we are going to be talking about a fun nanny blog that I had the pleasure of getting to know the two ladies who run it. The blog is called Not Quite Mary Poppins, and it is run by Mackenzie and Catherine. And you can learn more about them by visiting notquitemarypoppins.com. And they are wonderful nannies who are really working to make the nanny community even better and connect nannies all over the U.S. So that's something I for sure support and am 100% behind them on that. So for this nanny blog, they have several categories. So I'll go over all of those. So there's creative play activities, and they outline with pictures often, which are adorable, different creative play activities that you can do. And this is just a great way to add more tools in your arsenal. So they have some Easter activities, and they have 5 developmental reasons to build blanket forts with your charges, and then a handy dandy how-to guide, which the very first episode of Chronicles of Nannia was about forts, so you know that I support that. They also have a section about naptime reads, which I really love because as a nanny who was an English major, I just love finding new books to share with kids. I go to the library, I would say at least every other week in the winter, every week with my nanny kids, and we research or just kind of find new books by playing it by ear. But sometimes we go in with very specific missions. But this, I think, is a really great way to expand your story horizon, because a lot of times we get kind of into patterns with books. We find books that we like and we just keep using them. And so this will help you expand your naptime reading. They also have personal posts that are like valuable lessons that they've learned as nannies and just things from their point of view that are wonderfully well written and well worth a read. And then they have their Sunday Spotlight, which is where they spotlight a nanny of the week. And so you get to know about another nanny from around the world. And I was fortunate enough to be one of the Sunday spotlights, and I am honored that that's the case. But there, I've been keeping up with it every week. It's a spotlight of my Sunday, a highlight of my Sunday too, to get to read about other nannies and these amazing women so far that are doing such great work around the world. And just reading about other nannies really helps you bolster your own nannying up. Sometimes you'll read about another nanny who's done something that you haven't thought about it that way, or you maybe disagree with, but then in disagreeing with that nanny strategy, you learn more about yourself. So I highly suggest going and checking that out. They also include in that book recommendations. So that's another really, really great place to find more book recommendations, because it's these wonderful nannies from around the world and they are giving book recommendations as well. So if you are looking for more resources as a nanny, which I feel like we always are, we're a very curious bunch, and that is what makes us wonderful. If you're looking for more resources, especially if you're looking for some great new things to read with your little ones, or you want to know more about how other nannies do their nannying, you get really intimate, wonderful looks at that, and then also some wonderful book suggestions. So I will repeat it one more time. It's notquitemarypoppins.com, and it's just a wonderful website. Thank you so much, Catherine and Mackenzie, for doing that. You guys are doing great work. Keep it up. And for all my listeners, if you guys have any fun stories to share or quotes for the end of the podcast, I'm always looking for those. So please send those in. You can send them to Chronicles of Nannya, and Nannya is N-A-N-N-Y-A, at gmail.com. Or you can post them on the Facebook page or message me on Facebook, Martha Reddick. R-E-D-D-I-C-K. I am always looking for new ones to share because I love hearing those stories. They're adorable. So keep sending those in. I love it every time. And I hope you guys are having a great week. We're almost there. It's Thursday. All right. Have a great rest of your week. I'll see you on Sunday.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.